Old Testament reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, beginning at the first verse. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around, and see that all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered to you, and the rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall come up with the acceptance on my altar, and I will beautify my beautiful house. Who are these that fly like a cloud and like doves to their windows? For the coastland shall hope for me, the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your children from afar, their silver and gold with them, for the name of the Lord your God, and for the Holy One of Israel, because he has made you beautiful. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm this morning is Psalm 72. We'll read verses 1 through 11 responsively by half verse. Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. Then shall he judge your people with righteousness and defend the poor with justice. The mountains also shall bring peace, the little hills righteousness to the people. He shall vindicate the poor among the people, defend the children of the poor, and punish the wrongdoer. They shall fear you as long as the sun and moon endure, from one generation to another. He shall come down like the rain upon the mown grass, even as the showers that water the earth. In his time shall the righteous flourish, even an abundance of peace, so long as the moon endures. His dominion shall be also from the one sea to the other, and from the river under the world's end. Those who dwell in the wilderness shall kneel before him. His enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall give presents. The king of Arabia and Seba shall bring gifts. All kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall do him service. Be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world. Amen. Our epistle reading is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, beginning at the first verse. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. So I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks.